Welcome to the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship's virtual Sunday service for August 15th, 2021. We also affectionately call ourselves Woof. Now, my apologies to any cat lovers out there. We couldn't make meow work. My name is Brad Hewitt. I use the pronouns he and him, and it is my sincere privilege to be your lay leader this morning. Just a word of note, we are recording the service today, so if you don't want to be seen in the future recordings when it's posted to the web, please turn off your video. Whoever and wherever you are, we want you to know you are welcome here. Regardless of your age or abilities, the color of your skin, where you were born, whether you are a real or virtual being, whatever spiritual practices you follow, if you follow spiritual practices, whether you woke this morning with a smile in your heart, or if your heart is broken open, we are grateful for your presence this morning. All of us local to this virtual community of conscience and compassion. Please check the announcements in your order of service for what else is happening this week and consider joining us for our virtual coffee hour today at 11:30 a.m. Pacific. It's an opportunity to check in with each other, share our joys and sorrows, and talk about the service. If you don't have an order of service in your email, but you'd like to know more about who we are and how we stay connected in this time of social distancing, please contact our congregational administrator through our website, whuuf.net. As I light this chalice, the Unitarian Universalist symbol of our shared faith and values, I'll share these words from the video game Gear Metal Solid. Boss, you were right. It's not about changing the world. It's about doing our best to leave the world the way it is. It's about respecting the will of others and believing in our own. Please join me in speaking the opening affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another.
So I wrote this as an original song for the August 18th service. The theme of that service is gaming. And so I wrote this song, which is actually a game. You can listen along to the song and just enjoy it for what it is. Not play along at all, or if you want to play the game, see how many titles of actual games are in the lyrics of the song. There are 40 games listed in total, so see how many you can get.
Life, every choice you make.
Okay, we're going to move on to our main portion of our game now. So hopefully you can all see the whiteboard that Alana is sharing. The kids set up our landscape for us today, and they did a great job. Thank you so much, kids. So now we're going to go over the rules for the game that we're going to play. So we're going to play a game called The Quiet Year. This is a very simple game, and we're just going to take turns. Everybody's going to get a turn. On your turn, you'll get a prompt, which will be either a question or a suggestion meant to just encourage you to come up with a part of our story that will have to do with the community that we imagine lives on this map. So when it's your turn, you'll have 1 minute to answer your prompt, and then Alana will use her screen share to draw out what you've come up with so that we can all see it. This is a fantasy game, so your answers to your questions can be supernatural, they can be magical, like a marshmallow river or an astronaut, or they can be just regular things like a campfire or a waterfall. Your answers can use or not use pieces of the map that the kids have made for us. And when it's your turn, you become the narrator of our story. There's no wrong way to answer. Even if you sort of disrupt something that a previous player has built, that's part of storytelling. So it's okay to build off of what other people said or to create your own new unique thing, whatever you're inspired to do. When it's your turn, you will get to, when it is not your turn, you'll have to remain on mute. This game is particularly great because, like other ways that we use to connect with each other, this game, only one person at a time speaks. So if you plan on participating, you can raise your hand in Zoom by clicking on participants, and then you can click on the raise hand at the bottom. If you don't want to participate, if you just want to watch, that's fine too. You can just stay on mute and listen to our story. Does anybody have any questions before we begin? No? Okay, great. So if you have played this game before, or if you go on to play this game later, this is a little bit of a different version. It's more condensed and simplified for us just because of time. So we're the narrators, and our job is to represent the community from a bird's eye level using our map. We'll think about the dynamic ways that dilemma and joy can be introduced
And we've already had our terrain sketched out. The game will move kind of quickly because people will have a limited amount of time to answer their prompts. So if you can't give an answer, we'll move on and come back to you at the end. If only a few people want to participate, then we might end up doing more than one turn per person. And if you get your prompt and you don't particularly feel inspired by it, you can just do a follow-up on something else that has happened in a previous turn. You're not restricted by your prompts. They're just there to help inspire you, come up with a different part of the story if you need it. Okay, are there any other questions?
I had a quick question for Oliver.
Sure.
Oliver, would you like your lasers to be a laser tree forest?
Okay. Our story begins then, in spring. For a long time, our community was at war, and now we've finally driven our enemies off. What we're left with is one final year of peace and quiet. Come the winter, we know that the frost shepherds will arrive, but what we don't know is if we will survive that encounter. We know right now, in this moment, that we have an opportunity to build something.
All right.
So your prompt is, are there distinct family units in this community? And if so, what family structures are most common?
This family would like to build a Native American lodge that we could all use together so we can prepare for the winter.
Oh, great. So the family units are all together in big, like, longhouses?
Yes, exactly.
Great. We'll give Alana a second to draw after we say our prompts. And next up is Emily.
Hi.
Your prompt is, there's a legend about this place. What is it?
Ooh. The legend is that there is something hidden in the land, and that is going to bring a time of bounty and joy, but only the children can find it.
Ooh.
What does that look like on the map?
I think we would want to mark it with an X.
X marks the spot.
There might also be some other X's to mark clues.
Nice. Okay. Thank you. Next up is Kim. Kim, your prompt is, what belief helps to unify this community?
Everybody here, including the cats and the corgis and everybody who lives here in this world, all originally came from the Cauldron of Cocoa, which is why we have the Marshmallow River. And so we're all unified by our cocoa origins, and we drink cocoa in our longhouses to remind ourselves of that unity.
That's perfect. Thank you. Next up, well, maybe we'll give Alana a second to draw that. I don't want to move too fast for you. Oh, that's great. A nice big cup of cocoa. Okay, next up is Annie. Annie, your prompt is, you see a bad omen. What is it?
Well, the winter is coming, and let's see, the community has lots of cocoa to drink and lots of marshmallows to eat, but they might need something else. And of course, we'd need cat food and dog food. So I think the bad omen is the threat of possible shortages.
Okay.
Is that what you think about?
Yeah, I was just going to ask that too.
Yeah. How about an empty basket?
Okay. Yeah. That's definitely symbolizes that. Next, we have Carrie. Carrie, your prompt is, what is the most beautiful thing in this area?
So it's Carrie and Eric.
Hi.
Hi, Eric. Do you want to take two separate turns, or do you want to take your turn together?
We can take two separate if you want to take this.
Okay. Like Annie said in the chat earlier, we need to give those corgis some trees, like, for shade and for, you know, leg lifting. Like, we need our corgis to have that joy. So I think one of the most beautiful things in this area is going to be a cacao tree forest in between the corgi. What is the corgi area called again?
The corgi village.
Village, okay. In between the corgi village and the Marshmallow River. And part of, I guess maybe part of what drew us to this area was this, like, maybe they're like special, unique cacao trees. And we're excited about that because it allows us to make our own awesome hot chocolate and continue that tradition.
I don't know what cacao trees look like.
you're doing it.
They look like that now.
They look exactly like that, yes. It's regional, so.
That's, these are unique cacao trees.
Yes. Okay, Eric.
I said Kapok trees at first, so I that's what I don't know.
Okay. Eric, your prompt is, outsiders arrive in the area. How does the community greet them?
Well, when these poor, bedraggled parakeets show up, a joint delegation of mountain cats and corgis wearing very comfortable sweaters bring to them the ceremonial mug of steaming hot chocolate and butter cookies. And then they all spend a nice evening swapping stories.
Beautiful.
By the campfire.
Yeah, By the campfire.
By the campfire, yes, obviously. Our crops are flourishing. Our animals are beginning to fledge. The air is warmer, and we can now take on bigger challenges as we move into the summertime. Is there anybody who didn't raise their hand who would like to take a turn? If you'd like to take a turn, you can raise your hand. Otherwise, we can start back over and people can start taking a second turn, or the kids can take turns if they would like as well. Okay, I see Craig raised his hand. So, Craig.
Hi.
For your prompt, introduce a mystery on the edge of the map.
Emily and I are working together on this one.
Oh, great.
What do you think? What's a mystery? What could be? Do you have some?
So there's a wall blocking a strange forest, and no one knows, but no one knows what exactly is behind the wall.
There's a wall made of candy canes blocking a forest on the other side.
I love you too, Craig. Give me-
Cool. Thank you so much. We'll give Alana a minute.
Give her some time for that.
To draw that, yeah. And then next will be James.
Okay. James is taking his turn on mine.
Because we're in the same room.
Okay, got it. So James, your prompt is, someone tries to take control of the community by force. Are they successful?
The wildcats on Wildcat Mountain have, be quiet, have crossed over the river and attempted to overtake Corgi Village.
I think it's Papa's turn, Eleanor.
But the lasers stop them.
I'm like, all right, just a second. I'm almost done with these candy canes.
Is there anybody else who would like to take a turn who hasn't taken a turn yet?
I don't know how to do the electronic hand.
Oh, sure. But Sharon, you'd like to take a turn?
I would.
Oh, great. Okay. Sharon, your prompt is, something goes foul. What is ruined?
The candy cane contingent, that the way to get help from, they need help, and they think that they, it looks like they're just going to have to take it themselves. And so they go to the Marshmallow River, and they send two of their candy canes to cross the river and get a load of supplies, because when they ask nicely, the people from Cat Mountain said no, so they think maybe on the other side of the river it'll work better.
Who is this now?
The people in the candy cane forest.
Two people from the candy cane forest are finding a way to cross the river to see if the chocolate people will be kinder than the Cat Mountain people were. So there you go, Alana.
That's perfect. Would anybody else like to take a turn who hasn't taken a turn yet? You can raise your hand. If kids want to take turns, I think we have enough time for kids to take a turn with a prompt if they'd like to. Would anybody who has taken a turn already like to have a second turn? Okay, Craig.
Mute. Hi, we are back. And, okay, we're ready okay. for another prompt.
All right. We're moving into the autumn. So the weather is beginning to cool. We have abundance and good health. The leaves are changing. And now is the time for harvest and sharing. Someone who left the community comes back. Who was it? And what did they find?
So who left?
The mayor.
Okay, say it out loud. Yeah, the mayor.
The mayor of the Corgi Village.
Okay, and then what did he find? Let's see. So he found the mayor of Corgiville. Okay, all right.
The mayor of Corgiville found mini candy canes for the hot chocolate.
Okay. Ooh. Like a field? We found a whole farmer's field of mini candy cane pens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
That's our answer.
Sounds good.
We're harvesting candy canes.
Yes.
Put it on.
All right.
Alana, would your kids like to have a turn with a prompt?
I'm sure they would, but they're not in the room, so.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I know. One got to walk the dog.
Would you like a prompt yourself, Alana?
Absolutely.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am.
Someone is caught trying to sabotage the community. Why and how does the community respond?
The parakeets have been hanging out kind of around the campfire area. But as the weather is turning, they decided that they wanted to go live in the longhouses. Or rather, they wanted to use some of the thatch, some of the materials from the longhouses. So without really understanding the damage that they were doing to the longhouses, the parakeets took some of the materials off the roof, and now the roofs are leaky. The community has come together to make nests for them from the kapok tree cacao tree fibers that they're shedding with the new season. So, and they're building nests
from them and also trying to rethatch their longhouses. So,
give me a second to...
Yeah, I gave myself a difficult one.
A nest there, yeah.
Okay, we've got a couple more prompts. We've got about four more prompts if anybody wants to take a second turn. Okay, Carrie and or Eric?
Hello. It's Eric.
Okay, Eric, your prompt is a natural disaster strikes. Does everyone make it to safety, or are supplies ruined?
Oh. Well, I reject your false dichotomy.
Okay.
So.
As is your right.
So the sea of milk to the north that the marshmallow river feeds into, one day all the residents of this valley, look in shock to the north as they hear a giant crack. It's the caldera of cocoa. There's a giant crack and, hot, untempered, scalding cocoa starts to leak out from it. And the cats of Mountain Cat Mountain are imperiled and, their emperor, who we've established is, maybe a little questionable, in their arrogance and pride, they're like, no, protect me. But the corgis and the parakeets and the, enlist the aid of the astronaut, and the astronaut brings her UFO and is able to save the mountain cats. But, now the caldera of cocoa is like nearly emptied, and thankfully no lives were lost. The cats made it out, and the emperor is now stuck in their mountain fastness.
Whoa. Yeah.
I'm drawing a UFO.
Perfect.
And did the mountain cats leave the mountain on the UFO?
The bulk of them did. There's still a few imperial diehards who are supporting the unjust regime of Emperor Cat.
Anybody?
James would like to go again.
Okay.
Eleanor, do you want to help me?
Yeah. I guess Gil is now also helping.
Okay.
Prompt for the game. You ready?
What does prompt mean?
Liz is going to read a card from the quiet year. All right, let's listen in.
Okay. In preparation for the coming year, the community begins a big undertaking to get ready for winter. What is it, and do they succeed?
What's the big undertaking that the community here does to get ready for winter?
I think we should build a hydroelectric dam
on Marshmallow River. This is the Marshmallow River. Is that what you want to do? A hydroelectric electric dam on the Marshmallow River? Because you love your mother so much? who's drawing all this.
Gotcha.
Be quick.
Go.
Community.
Okay, there's the community here. They build something for
like
the community.
Houses.
Oh, okay. They're going to build insulated houses using power from the hydroelectric dam that we build on Marshmallow River?
Just houses.
Okay.
It is. Right.
Okay, they build new houses for the Wildcats. That's perfect. Ready for the winter. I'm going to draw a cat tree.
Why is there a cat tree?
To house the cats.
Yeah,
it's because they got to come down off the mountain because it's going to be too cold in the winter for them.
Obvi.
What? But they're wild cats. Mountain wild cats.
Yeah, but it's
actually. Everyone doesn't need to be privy to our argument about this prompt. Oh, Carrie suggests maybe near the campfire so they can stay warm. For our last prompt, Annie, I know you didn't raise your hand, but I think, would you like to take this last prompt for us?
Okay.
Okay, I thought this might be fitting for you, Annie. Mm-hmm. You see a good omen. What is it?
Good omen. What I see is even though there's been some stressful moments here in this last year with some cracks in the caldera and some difficulties across the river, it looks like everybody has come together in community to make things better. So I think that's all about everybody loving everybody else and communicating well and respecting everybody else's viewpoints.
Some of the trees gonna burn down.
What does that look like on the map?
What does that look like? Wow. I think it looks like a little rain cloud that passes over and little hearts fall instead of raindrops.
Perfect. So as everyone in our community here has come together, the Wildcats and the Corgis and the Parakeets and the astronauts, staying warm and safe in winter and conserving resources, they look out at the horizon and see that the Frost Shepherds have arrived. And that's the end of the game. Thank you, everybody, who helped contribute to our map. What a story. I'm going to see if I can take a picture of that. And I'll share it to the bulletin board or to the Facebook group. And then this service is also being recorded, so you can watch it back and show your friends what an awesome map we made today. I encourage you that if you had fun today, to go out and get a copy of Quiet Year for yourself to play the full version with your family and friends. It's a really fun co-op storytelling game. That doesn't require a lot of role-playing like other storytelling games do. If you love games and you're curious about gaming, stay tuned for next year because I think we'd like to start doing some more game nights and things at Wolf as the pandemic, once the pandemic slows down. We'll move on to our offering now today. So. Thank you, everybody.
I will close with another quote from the video game Gear Metal Solid. You mustn't allow yourself to be chained to fate, to be ruled by your genes. Human beings can choose the kind of life that they want to live. What's important is that you choose life and then live.
And if anybody wants to join me, I know we can't hold hands, but you say carry the flame. Carry the flame of peace and love until we meet again.